So this video I wanted to make about the different types of alpha widow, because I think a lot of times the alpha widow thing, it's easy to kind of just assume that the alpha widow is a woman who just got fucked real good, you know, by a bad boy. I think the whole bad boy thing kind of takes over like a lot of the immediate thoughts that a lot of men have, like, you know, because I'll read something else, say like, yeah, she got pounded by Chad Thundercock and all this stuff like that. Like, no, you have to understand women. Like, now don't get me wrong, some women totally do get alpha widow from getting, you know, from getting fucked hard. But it can happen any kind of ways at any type of ages. From age ranges, I'd say from roughly 9 and on, 8, 9 years old of a girl and on. See, alpha widow, it can happen various ways. It can happen. Let's say she never even had sex, but she had a guy who she, you know, who worshiped her, and she thought that it was like that's how everything life was supposed to be. And the guy, and they never even had sex, and the guy just bounced on her. So every guy that came after him, she measured up, like, how did she feel with that guy? Because he pretty much gave her something that a lot of times she didn't even know she was missing. Or he kind of set like the foundation of what can get emotion out of her type of thing. So like I said, it's not always just, oh, he's a bad boy and, you know, and he fucked the shit out of her. And now she just uses another guy to settle with it. Sometimes it could be a guy who just spent a lot of money on her, and her thing could be, you know, cause like I said, all women are prostitutes. Okay. It's just a matter of how much money it's going to take. And sometimes a combination of the guy's personality and the money, but if it has a vagina, it's a prostitute, period. That's just what it is. They can hide it and cover it up in different ways, but it's always going to come back to that. Unless you get them like when they're young and you get them when they're on that whole I'll ride or die for this man type of thing, which happens. Unless you get them in that time period, like I say, between 16 and 25, you put in the footwork, or maybe she just likes you. Unless you get them young, once they get older, that whole time period's up. You're not dead. Like I say in other videos, women over 30 can never love you. Okay. They just can't. They've been pumped and dumped, either literally or, you know, figuratively speaking. Like I said, pretty much they've been alpha widowed. Okay. Let's just say, yeah, women over 30 have been alpha widowed in one form or another. And they just can't form an attachment to anything else again. Like I said. Now, how women can become alpha widow? Okay, yeah, sure. By a 15-inch dick. Other women, they may not like 15-inch dicks, but they love being worshipped, right? So her thing was when she was in the fucking 10th grade, this guy worshipped her. He came and brought her food and blah blah blah, and then it didn't click on her what he was doing until after the relationship was over. So now she's gonna spend the rest of her life measuring up to what, you know, Todd did for her in 10th grade, because Todd. Every day, Todd would bring her chocolates and roses and all this shit in high school. And she, you know, she appreciated it, but she kind of, you know, more kind of took it for granted and thought she could go out there and do better, and found out that every other guy just never did anything close to what Todd did. And a lot of times after the relationship is over, Todd never knows that she's really alpha widowed off of him. He just, you know, gets fucked up, gets his heart broke, and it moves on. And she spends the rest of her life in this eternal damnation. But she won't let him know, you know, because women don't want to be seen as less valuable or needy and shit like that. A lot of times, not every time, but you get the gist. Other ways of alpha widowing, it could be her thing could be status. And she got with like a high status man, you know, in her prime years and shit. And she got with the high status man. Like I said, like with the scenario of Todd, she got with the high status man and she, you know, she liked it at the time. She thought it was cute, but she didn't realize what she was really doing until the high status man. So for one reason, either she thought she could do better or the high status man left. For whatever reason, they broke up. And then she reflects back on that. And a large part of her, you know, of her core foundation, of her value in the world, was based off of how she was treated while she was high status. So she'll spend the rest of her life like not wanting to settle. I've had a family member, her thing was religion. Once she found religion, pretty much no man could live up to her standards consistently. because religion, for women, like I said, women, the worst thing that happens a lot of times is when women are left to think on their own, I swear to God, because like their brains can't handle it. So like with religion, if you leave that up to a woman, well, God is just this immaculate being that no man can live up to, and she'll sanction off her pussy for God, you see? Because no man can live up to God, so there's no reason for her, you know, even though she gets horny, she might fuck a dude from time to time, she is forever damaged. She's alpha widow. So like once a woman hits that point that where she looks back on her past and realize how good she had it with X in a certain scenario, that's really the only guy that can ever come back into her life, and she has a possibility of feeling complete again. It's like after that, they just become alpha widowed, and then they end up settling. It, best case scenario, these women, you know, these women just kind of live off life, and then usually they just end up dying alone. But sometimes they'll you know, play whatever mental gymnastics they can into believing that, you know, that Randy can fulfill what Todd did. And, you know, and they kind of like settle for Randy because he's the simulation of Todd, you see, but he's not the real thing. And they like, and I watched another guy's video when I woke up this morning, and he was asking women, like, why are most men invisible to women? And they went in depth on it, and all the women, they're like the ending conclusion of what every woman was saying was, yeah, women end up having to settle. All women end up, when women settle, like, I mean, they really settle. Like, they really didn't want this man they married, okay? In most cases, married women, they don't want the man that they're married to, okay? Then they never really did, but he was just kind of like the best they could do. I mean, it's so absurd. Like, there's like legit articles where older women are telling younger women, like, look, you need to work on getting a man with you 22 because you're going to end up settling for just good enough. See, like, this is what, man, there's so many reasons why I say do not ever consider taking a woman over 26 serious, because at that point, like, after they get that old, man, like, after 26, 27, they know their time is coming up. They know they have to do something. They know they got to, either they got to do something and speed everything up and figure something out and just slap something together real quick, or just say, fuck it, no man's living up to my standards, so I'll just keep lingering until Prince Charming comes around again, because I'm worth it. And they're not worth it after that, because let's just say she's 26. Okay, now we all know when they hit 26, okay, most of them will pretty much be alpha widowed by the time they're 26. Okay, first off, they're going to be alpha widowed because they're going to get with Chad Thundercock or Alpha Bucks or High Status Steve. That's a new nickname I came up with just now. High Status Steve. They're going to end up with one of those throughout those 10 years of their prime years. And see, the thing is with women, once those prime years are up, no matter what they do, they can never go back to what they were worth in those prime years ever again, ever. They can't. They cannot do it. So this is why I say after 26 and above, they're all alpha widow, damaged goods, trying to just find something. Either they're fucking anything that's going to come through the door with a job, or no man's going to be able to fit their standards. So some of them will just say, fuck it, I'll settle with this motherfucker, he has a job. You see, like, this is why I said a long time ago, see, a woman's end game is really just a complete misery. It's just the logic of their nature. Because they all end up getting alpha widow, especially now with social media, dating apps, blah, 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 and the constant validation and the bad boys. And look, all of them are getting alpha widow at even higher, I say even higher, faster rate now. Because, like I said, with so many ways for men to approach them and really see how many men were wanting them this whole time, like. A lot of their brains are just so morphed into just delusion. It's ridiculous. But yeah, the alpha widow thing, it can definitely. But okay, so back to the third. When they get over 26, they're just on so much of this time. They're on so much of a time frame of how to do this, got to do this, got to do that. See, when they're in their prime, they got all the time in the world. And I think what Donovan Sharp said. Yeah, he said, yeah, you got all the time in the world until you don't. And that's pretty much women's lives. When they're 16, when they're pretty much to up to 25, they got all the time in the world. They don't care about investing in anything. They don't care about trying to create a relationship, friendship very often, unless you're like doing something extraordinary to get her attention, which is usually giving her tons of unearned attention, spending money on her that she didn't deserve, or fucking her like really right. Those are usually the only three things that's going to get her attention, or you have the potential to spend money on her at a later date. Those are the only things that are going to get her attention. For a majority of women, that's it. They try to lie bullshit and say, yeah, personality, if you're just funny, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, see, you'll be funny while she's gagging on Randy's dick down the street. Don't listen to women when they say this shit. They're full of shit. Okay, and don't get me wrong. Every now and then, like, you might get lucky and get a couple blowjobs at a bitch because you had a good personality. But that does not – see, personalities do not equal possible relationship for a woman. You see, like, see, this is where men and women, I think, also have another big disconnect. See, for men, we can fall in love with a woman's personality. Women try to say that they can fall in love with a man's personality because they know that's what men want to see out of women. So that's their way of kind of doing that thing of, well, if we sound like them, they'll secretly fall in love with us because we're doing what we think they're doing. Personality doesn't mean anything. Okay, because if you're doing one of those three things that I stated before, either you're fucking her right, or you have, or you're giving her tons of unearned attention. I mean, just tons and tons of it in the right way. Or you're spending money on her that she didn't even deserve. If you're doing any one of those things, you're gonna find a wife, okay? And whatever your personality is after that, she will figure out how to work around your personality to keep any one of those three things that I just said, okay? It's just the reality of it. They don't care about person. Like I say all the time, women are not genuinely decent creatures. They don't have the intelligence to have like pure, genuine morals in life on their own. See, their morals are what they think man's morals are. That's what their morals are. You see, that's their morals. It's not what they think morals are. Is morals are their brains are not that well advanced to think this independently. A woman's morals is what she thinks the strongest man's morals is. That's her morals. You see. But yeah, back to the alpha widow thing. Yeah, alpha widow. It can happen. I've seen it happen from religion to guys who just spoil them. That's the reality of a lot of prostitutes and hookers. See, a lot of prostitutes and hookers, they become alpha widow. And I'll tell you why. Okay, I see prostitutes and hookers for, I think, an in-depth reason of why Charlie Sheen sees prostitutes. He's not paying for sex. He's paying to bypass all the bullshit before and after sex. That's what you're paying for when you're seeing hookers, you see? Now, the reason why a lot of hookers can get alpha widow in their line of work, because I've had this happen. I actually broke one hooker's heart one time, and I remember this because, see, women, see, they have a part to deal with in the prostitution side too, and they pretty much become like Pavlov's dog with the bell and then start salivating. It's the same thing. So what will happen is, see, eventually she can start confusing that for love. You see. Both sides stand about the same chance of confusing it for love. Now, I'm so educated in the game where, no, I don't confuse it for love. I know how to completely just disengage and go on about normal everyday life and not fall in love with a prostitute. But see, a lot of women, they don't know how to disengage. So sometimes, like I say, in a lot of other cases, the reality is, see, a lot of them fall in love with the Johns. And they're confusing it because it's the Pavlov's dog thing, because they get alpha widow. Because see, what happens with like the John like me, they're going to eventually make a move, right? They want to come over and watch movies. They want to come over and cook. They want to come over and cook for you. They want to come over and spend the night. Like they're going to see eventually, if you fuck with enough hookers, you'll come across it. They'll eventually try to make a move to get some type of organic thing created, you see. And see, this is how I alpha widowed my hooker, was because I pretty much showed, no, I'm not, you're not coming over. Like, all you do is suck dick and leave. Like, and she got alpha. And after that, man, I swear to you, after that, she got like super duper strung out on drugs. She like somebody like knocked half her teeth out. And I went to go visit her one time because I seen she was in jail. Like where I used to live, like the jail wasn't far from my place where I lived in an old apartment in America. And I went to visit her and she goes, "Oh my God, I love you so much. I just love you." Like I knew she did because I could tell how the reaction was going, you know, before I dumped her that time when she wanted to come over and spend the night, watch movies and stuff like that. Like I already knew what it was because like I had seen it coming. Like, yeah, like you can see it's like little things. Like they'll want to just have sex just to have sex. Like, you know, okay, look. When it comes to me buying hookers, like I make it clear I'm paying just pretty much to bypass the bullshit and getting the sex and then I'm leaving. I'm not trying to hold a conversation with no bitch. I'm not trying to hang out with her. I'm not walking in the mall with her. I'm not doing any of that, man. Like I make it clear, like flat out. So like I would rather pay her money so she can shut the fuck up and open her holes and smile. That's why I buy hookers. Like I'm not trying to convert. Like because I'll be honest with you, I genuinely don't like talking. Like I genuinely find it torturous to talk to most women because like I can just sniff their game out. A lot of them are just flat out stupid. like I genuinely dislike talking to most women, most women, unless they're just flat out open about life and they can talk about embarrassing things immediately. Then I'm just not interested in them at all. Then talking with them, if they got a nice ass, they can bend over with that shape. But what I'm trying to get at is alpha widow, it can happen so many different ways. Prostitutes get alpha widowed while they're prostituting. It happens so many different ways from all age groups. But like I said, usually by 26, all of them will have been alpha widowed. Okay. I think when I made her an alpha widow, she was probably about she was like 20. She was 20. And she was alpha widowed. And it was sad because she kept trying to hook up with guys that pretty much looked just like me. I alpha widowed another girlfriend actually before that. And the reason I knew, because every boyfriend she had after me was like some incarnation, some like attempt. It, like when I looked at it, because the reason I even knew her after that was because like our family members had gotten married. So we kept, like legally we became related because like my cousin married her sister or something like that. And she got alpha widowed. And she would always come around to a family get together. If she knew I was going to be there, then she would always come and bring some boyfriend with her. And every time she would bring the boyfriend with her, like it was like some cheap, great value brand of me, where like she never dated, you know, short, like you relatively short, bald, black guys. She never dated short, bald, black guys before. And after that, that's all it was, with like kind of like eccentric attitudes and shit. It was really pathetic, man. But yeah, no, alpha widow, it can happen. It can happen anyway. What I want to say is this. Just don't automatically assume a woman was alpha widow because the guy before you had a bigger dick than you or something like that. A lot of times it can be something completely different. Like she remembered how good she had it when he was there for whatever the reason. And then it was like, okay, this is the new low for me, and any guy who comes in has to do better than that. And that's how a lot of women get alpha widowed. It can happen any way, man. Any number of ways it can happen. But yeah, that's my video on that.